This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Temperature around 70 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Upper Marlboro 77, Woodbridge 78, D.C. is at 82. Some parts of our area could fall tonight to the middle 60s. It's 7:59 on WTOP.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, the House Speaker Mike Johnson survives fellow Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort to kick him out tonight. It was a surprise for most everyone on Capitol Hill. Also,
the tents are gone from the GW campus, but protesters promise future action. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Why D.C. police moved in on the protest at GW? At the Wilson Building, I'm John Doman.
What's behind a big run on water in Northwest D.C.?
Giant's already kind of looted right now.
I'm Mike Marilla.
Have you seen the new iPad commercial? Why it has so many people ticked off? 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. More severe weather is moving through the Midwest with tornadoes reported in portions of Missouri and Tennessee. Deadly storms, including tornadoes this week, have caused widespread damage from Texas to Pennsylvania. Melody Walker's home was hit in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
The swing of the trees and the train sound and the hailing, it was just rustling through my house like it was going to take the whole trailer.
The Weather Channel's Reynolds Wolf.
Plenty of moisture feeding in from the Gulf of Mexico. We have the daytime heating creating an unstable air mass. And then we have this energy that is rolling from west to east. It is a bevy of watches and warnings. And again, some very tumultuous storms that are racing across America's landscape, bringing with it really the hammer blows of severe weather, including tornadoes.
Upset that House Speaker Mike Johnson helped Democrats pass a foreign aid package, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene threatened to oust the speaker and made her move today, but failed. The bipartisan vote to reject the effort was 359 to 43. Speaker Johnson saying afterwards,
"Hopefully this is the end of the personality politics and the frivolous character assassination that has defined the 118th Congress."
Israel bombards Rafah as the military says ground troops have conducted targeted raids. This as diplomatic efforts continue to pause or halt the seven-month war. CBS's Rami Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
CIA Director Bill Burns met face-to-face with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this afternoon, but there's no official statement that came from it. But Reuters, citing a senior Israeli official, reported that the two talked about Israel potentially pausing its military operation over in Rafah, and that would be an exchange for the release of hostages, though Netanyahu, we know, has doubled and even tripled down in the past few weeks that a Rafah invasion would go ahead.
Baseball great Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter agrees to plead guilty to federal charges that he illegally transferred nearly $17 million from the athlete's bank account without Ohtani's knowledge. CBS's Matt Piper.
Ippei Mizuhara did it to pay off his own gambling debts. Feds say in 2021, Mizuhara began placing sports bets with an illegal bookmaker. Soon after, he began to lose bets and quickly became indebted to the bookmaker. Mizuhara regularly logged into Ohtani's bank account and initiated wire transfers from the account to the bookmaker and his associates as payments.
A major supplier of Boeing 737 MAX planes is being accused of cutting corners at the risk of passenger safety. A whistleblower who worked at Spirit Aerosystems is breaking his silence with CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
You think there are planes out there that you wouldn't want to fly on?
But knowing what I know about the 737, it makes me very uncomfortable when I fly one of them.
This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
It's 8:03 here on WTOP, Wednesday night, May 8th, 2024. Hyattsville at 80, some of us down to 65. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. George Washington University says its campus is getting back to normal. Early today, pro-Palestinian demonstrators were kicked off campus. WTOP's Dick Iuliano reports these demonstrators, though, are promising to continue their protest in the months ahead, and Iuliano begins our team coverage.
Perry King is not a student. He says he spent the past few nights at the protest, and he's calling for a bigger, more disruptive protest in the future.
We've got to get out. Maybe we'll do something like they did in May in Vietnam, where we block off, shut down the whole city. I'm hoping for that.
American University student Si Shu says he wants more protests against Israel's war in Gaza.
We got definitely the focus, the attention. Hopefully we can see more to come.
Michael of D.C. believes shutting down protests like what happened here will have an impact on the presidential election.
I think that Joe Biden is really going to regret this. Like, I think that Michigan was very close. Michigan has a huge Muslim population.
GW says University Yard will remain closed through the end of commencement May 19th. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
D.C.'s mayor and police chief are explaining why they ordered the pro-Palestinian encampment taken down at about 3 this morning. WTOP's John Dolman with that part of the story.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says demonstrations at George Washington University were peaceful at the beginning.
But over the past few days, we began to see an escalation in the volatility of the protests at GW.
She says in recent days, campus police officers were assaulted. Some were entering buildings they weren't supposed to, and protesters had begun collecting items that could be used as weapons.
All of this led to my discussion and conclusion that we needed to change our posture. I briefed Mayor Bowser on Monday, and we began preparing for last night.
Asked about an oversight hearing led by unhappy House Republicans scheduled for later today and whether that influenced the timing.
It did not. All of the decisions that I've made is based on public safety.
And now that hearing won't happen. At the Wilson Building, John Dome and WTOP News.
Remember, you can read a lot more about what's going on at GW tonight at WTOP.com. Close to 5,000 D.C. residents are being told to boil their water after a water main break in Upper Northwest. WTOP's Mike Murillo says the water news led to a flood of customers at the grocery store.
That's the sound of D.C. water crews trying to clear the pieces of road and dirt from around a broken water main at 40th and Morrison. The break has resulted in a boil water advisory for much of Upper Northwest D.C. until Friday at the earliest. And Nicholas C., a host at Raku, a restaurant in Cathedral Heights, says they're trying to stock up on bottled water.
We already got a decent amount, even though Giant's already kind of looted right now. We have definitely a sufficient amount to serve the customer.
Also at that Giant is Bridget Naraki.
Got to stock up.
Now, what were your thoughts when you saw the shelves in there?
It went pretty quick, and the guy there is working really hard to try to keep up. So I felt bad for him.
Rebecca Moreno lucked out and got a couple of bottles for her cat, but for her.
Honestly, I'll just eat out, have another reason to.
In Northwest, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
If you want to see a map of who's affected by the boil water alert, just head over to WTOP.com. Some other news, tax bills for Fairfax County homeowners will be hundreds of dollars more next year. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports the tax rate is going up because fewer people are going into the office.
The 3-cent increase to the residential tax rate might not sound like a lot, but leaders like Supervisor Rodney Lusk say it's needed to offset a loss in commercial tax revenue.
We are in a place where I think we might have sustained problems over time, looking at the commercial tax base in particular.
They're attributing that loss to people still working from home, leaving office buildings in the county largely empty.
It is obvious that we will not be able to count on real estate and property tax to get out of our main issues.
That's Supervisor Andres Jimenez at a recent budget meeting. The tax hike means Fairfax County homeowners will see their yearly tax bill increase by an average of $450. It was included in the recently approved budget. Chairman Jeff McKay.
This is a hard but responsible budget.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
The budget passed 9-1 with Supervisor Pat Herity, the only lawmaker opposing it. Coming up for you here on WTOP, which U.S. airline has the highest satisfaction in first class? Stay with us now for traffic and weather in about 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
It's 8:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, let's go to Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway in Maryland and in Virginia, traffic continues to run pretty well now on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway on 695 East. After the 3rd Street Tunnel, the work crew has now moved on, at least for now. Not sure if they're going to turn up somewhere else. They were doing some lighting work,
and they quickly did their thing and moved on. And so for now, things are moving a lot better. We still have a bit of a slowdown approaching 295 coming onto the 11th Street Bridge. So still may be a bit of a slowdown getting to that point with whatever they're doing there. I believe it to be an incident in the roadway. Now, things are great in Maryland on 95 on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each without delay between the beltways. 50 out to the Bay Bridge, also in great shape with light traffic both ways on 270. And in Virginia, all is quiet on both 395 and 95, and no delays either way on 66. Make your next car an EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash on the Genesis GV70. Go to Genesis of Gaithersburg or Rockville at fitzmall.com today. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert, Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Warm and humid here this evening with scattered clouds. Temperatures will be dropping from the 80s down to the 70s. Can't rule out an isolated shower, especially just south of 66. We'll have areas of rain for the morning rush. That'll be for 5 or 6 o'clock, probably through the 10 a.m. hour tomorrow morning. Areas of rain and maybe even some thunder. Nothing severe expected. Expect temperatures about 64 to 69 degrees. And a cooler afternoon tomorrow, around 70. Still going to be humid. I've got you on severe alert as we could be dealing with some scattered strong to severe thunderstorms with chance for some hail, some damaging winds, and isolated flash flooding, all in the forecast for Thursday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
In Hyattsville, we're at 80, Herndon 79, Foggy Bottom 82. Some of us falling to the middle 60s overnight. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It's Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Reddit saw advertising revenue jump 39% last quarter compared to a year ago. Reddit ended the quarter with 83 million users. J.D. Power ranks Delta Airlines number one among U.S. carriers for first-class passenger satisfaction. The Washington Business Journal says Foxtrot Market, which abruptly closed all of its D.C. locations, is facing at least three local lawsuits over unpaid rent. The Dow gained 172 points Wednesday. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up here on WTOP, first we'll talk about a little new controversy involving Apple's new iPad, one of the models, specifically about a new commercial. Crushing response to that. But then, controversy aside, what do these latest iPads have to offer? We're going to ABC News on the way. It's 8:11.
The following is a paid message.
In her controversial song, Miley Cyrus says, "It's our party. We can do what we want. We run things. Things don't run we." Hi, this is Lon Solomon. And you know, when I heard this song, I thought, okay, this is how a lot of us feel, that we're in charge of our world. But my friends, that's just not true. The Bible says God runs this world, and that God has rules for our world, and that whatever we do, those rules have consequences, good or bad. Hey, folks, whether it's Miley Cyrus or you or me, the chickens always come home to roost. Not a sermon, just a thought.
If you'd like more information about Not a Sermon, you can check out our website at notasermon.com. That's notasermon.com.
Later this half hour.
Continuing concerns about student safety have one local PTSA pushing harder for help. I'm Kate Ryan.
And we have more from WTOP in about 60 seconds.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spring into savings with Thompson Creek. For a limited time, get free installation on all windows and doors, plus special financing. We do it all. Design, build, and install, so you won't pay the middleman markup. Call 855-57-CREEK now.
Good evening at 8:14. An Apple TV commercial for the new iPad Pro tablet shows an industrial press literally crushing a TV, musical instruments, books, and more. It has created an angry backlash among many in Hollywood and other creative industries. The ad, titled Crush, shows an array of various objects, including a record player, a piano, a guitar, an old TV set, cameras, a typewriter, books, paint cans and tubes, and a classic arcade game. Space Invaders getting compressed into the new iPad Pro. The commercial soundtrack, as you're hearing here, is Sonny and Cher's All I Ever Need Is You. Actor Hugh Grant referred to the commercial as the destruction of the human experience, courtesy of Silicon Valley. Well, controversy aside, what are these new iPads offering? Let's hear from ABC News tech correspondent Mike Dubusky.
The first thing to know about the new iPads is that it's significant that we're seeing them at all. This is the first time that Apple has refreshed its iPad lineup since 2022. They've left the old models on the vine for kind of a while at this point, and iPad sales have seen a decline as a result. According to Apple's latest quarterly earnings report, iPad sales are actually down more than 16% year on year. So this, Apple thinks, will go some way to refreshing interest in the lineup of Apple's very popular tablet computer. They made some updates to the iPad Pro, the top-end model, as well as the iPad Air, which notches in one notch below the iPad Pro, sort of both relatively premium devices. The big news here is that the Pros are getting OLED screens. This is technology that we've already seen on the iPhone and the Apple Watch, also some high-end TVs. Now, richer colors, deeper contrast is coming to the iPad as well. They have actually put two OLED screens right on top of each other, what they call a tandem OLED setup, in order to get around some of the problems that are common with OLED screens, things like dimness and what have you. We're also seeing a new design on the Pros. They're a little bit thinner. If you can believe it, Apple actually calls these the thinnest Apple products ever, thinner even than the previous champion of that particular metric, the old iPod Nano. So these are as thin as 5.1 millimeters thick, which is actually very light indeed. They're a little bit lighter than last year's models, and they are also boasting some new under-the-hood hardware, Apple's latest M4 chip, which is their internally developed silicon. It's interesting that we're seeing this chip debut on a tablet computer and not something like a MacBook or a MacBook Pro. Apple really does want to say, message with these new devices that, hey, we haven't forgotten about the iPad. We still care about this device, and there's some under-the-hood hardware in order to support that.
I've never known the iPad to be particularly affordable, Mike, and I'm not complaining because it is a beautiful, elegant device, but are we talking serious money?
Absolutely. That is certainly not going to change with these new iPads. We are talking about the Pros here. The 11-inch model is $1,000. That's about $200 more expensive than the previous 11-inch model. The 13-inch model, the bigger iPad Pro, now runs for $1,300. And as we've seen in the past with devices like this, generally speaking, customers don't just buy the iPad. They buy a number of accessories, whether that be a keyboard. Apple did refresh the Magic Keyboard that comes alongside certain iPad models, or the Apple Pencil, which is their stylus. Apple also introduced a new version of that today, the Apple Pencil Pro, which, despite the sort of silly name, is kind of directed at more professional artists and that type of thing. So all just goes to show how Apple is trying to entice more people back into the iPad fold after they've seen a quarter of declining sales in that segment.
It's Mike Dubusky there. He covers technology for ABC News. Top stories we're working on here on WTOP. This is breaking tonight. President Biden says he will stop weapon shipments if Israel invades Rafah, the most direct threat he's made since the war has started. Dozens of arrests after the pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University is cleared overnight. An effort to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson from his leadership position fails on Capitol Hill, and a boil water advisory is now in effect for much of upper Northwest D.C. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Let's go to Bob Immler in the traffic center.
Around the Beltway in Maryland and in Virginia, there are no incidents or delays to report. Things are pretty quiet. all the way around. And in the district, things are winding down nicely, even on 695 and 395. Don't have a lot in terms of any slowdowns at the moment. And the work crew had moved on eastbound on 695 after the 3rd Street Tunnel. So nothing much to worry about there, at least for now. Up and down 295, you're good to go. Brief slowdown northbound getting past Pennsylvania Avenue. On 50 to the Bay Bridge, nothing in your way. 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each running well, as does 270 between the Beltway and Frederick. And in Virginia, on 395 and 95, all is quiet. Same with 66 both ways. Bob Imler, WTOP Traffic.
Now we're going to 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, warm and humid. Temperatures dropping off from the 80s down into the 70s. We'll have winds out of the west at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Light winds for tomorrow morning, but the bigger story is that we're expecting areas of rain and even an isolated thunderstorm or two. 64 to 69 degrees. The heavier weather, the threat of severe weather will be during the afternoon, evening, and early part of the night. We'll have a chance after 2 p.m. and up until about 2 a.m. Friday. And with any of the heavier storms, there could be some damaging winds, some hail, and maybe over a half inch of rain. High temperature Thursday around 70 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, let's look at our temperatures here. Gaithersburg 78, Arlington 79, Lanham 78. Some of us down to the middle 60s. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Save 50% off installation plus 18 months, zero interest. Conditions apply. GutterHelmet.com. Well, still to come here on WTOP, ready to retire? We will talk about some mixed signals on the people that are giving us advice about that. And then a guy called 911 only to ask if police could wish him a happy birthday. We'll tell you how that went. It's 820.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
She's a powerful princess who plays by her own rules. Can a prince crack the code and win her heart? Washington National Opera presents A Turandot for Our Times with a new world premiere ending from Christopher Tin and Susan Soonhi Stanton. With color, pageantry, spectacle, and the world-famous Nessun Dorma aria, there's a reason why Puccini's Turandot reigns at the top of the opera canon. May 11th through 25th in the Opera House. Tickets at kennedy-center.org.
It's 8:21.
Select Auto Import's construction sale is nearing an end, so the time is now if you're looking for a pre-owned BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, or Range Rover, all for thousands below MSRP. Space is limited, and there are over 100 certified pre-owned luxury vehicles at the lowest prices of the year. Check us out online. You'll see every vehicle, pictures, and low prices included. SelectAutoImports.com or visit us on Van Dorn Street in Alexandria. Don't miss the best savings and selection. SelectAutoImports.com.
It's a new year. Perfect time for a change. Do you have a well-loved vehicle that you no longer need or that's too expensive to fix? Save your money and donate your vehicle to Melwood. Donating is fast, free, and easy. Call today to donate and have your car picked up as early as tomorrow. To get started, call 1-877-MELWOOD or visit melwood.org/radio. That's melwood.org/radio.
This is WTOP News.
It's 8:22. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. Last month, a trespasser prompted a shelter-in-place at Kennedy High School. On the same day, Montgomery County Police held a news conference about an arrest in connection to a threat of mass violence at Wooten High. Concerns about school safety in the county have increased. WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us there's now a meeting planned.
Ricky Ribeiro is the parent of a junior at Kennedy High School in Silver Spring, where a trespasser with a knife entered the school last month. School spokesperson Chris Cram wrote in an email to WTOP that all exterior doors are required to be locked and that it's, quote, unfortunate that a student may open a door to a stranger, saying, quote, they know better. Along with the physical safety of kids, Ribeiro hears about concerns of drug use on school grounds. And he says some parents tell him,
"My kids are getting introduced to drugs at school."
Ribeiro, the vice president of the school's PTSA, has called for more action, not just from the school board, but county officials.
I'm under no illusion that this one conversation is going to change things, but I hope it's the start of our school system and our police department and our county council putting their heads together.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Claiming its First Amendment rights are being suppressed, a local student group at D.C.'s Jackson Reed High School sued the principal and the district. Now WTOP's Neil Augenstein says it appears both sides have come to an agreement.
The ACLU says the Arab Student Union has withdrawn its request for a federal judge to take emergency action before trial. The group says it's now reached an agreement with Jackson Reed High School. The Arab Student Union will be able to show one of three films it suggested that reflect the Palestinian perspective in the conflict with Israel. And they'll be able to hand out a zine describing some aspects of Palestinian culture. The ACLU says public school administrators aren't allowed to trample students' First Amendment rights just because they don't like what the students have to say. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
This may be a little spike of serotonin for us tonight. Police in Boston made an emergency visit to a 25-year-old man after he called the station to ask if someone could wish him a happy birthday. They thought the call was a joke, but it was confirmed. They decided to pay him a visit, even picking up a muffin and candles for him on the way to his house. Of course, it was all shown on body cam video.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
And now at 8:25, let's go to Rob Woodfork.
Well, the Nationals trail the Orioles for the first time in this series. George Wallace has the details in a live update from Nationals Park.
All right, Rob, yeah, we go top seven here, 2-1 Baltimore. Starting pitchers both out of this game for the Nationals. Mitchell Parker, not bad, two solo home runs in the night. Gunnar Henderson was the other one in the top of this sixth inning to give the Orioles the lead. So Parker went 5 2/3, two runs on five hits with three strikeouts. Kyle Bradish, on the other hand, just one run on four hits, five innings of work, nine strikeouts. The run coming in the second inning after Joey Meneses led off the inning with a walk, came around to score on Trey Lipscomb's RBI single. So 2-1, Baltimore with the lead here, Rob, as we go top seven.
All right, hang out with me for a minute, George. Game two in New York is underway. Knicks Pacers before the game. Reggie Miller heavy coverage given on the 29th anniversary of his epic game five there in the Eastern Conference Finals. They were talking about how New Yorkers hate Reggie, and just as they were doing that segment, Ben Stiller walks by in the background, TNT, the broadcast, and he was talking.